You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson has declared he intends to file suit to stop resettlement of Syrian refugees in his county. At the same time, Donald Trump Jr. is being slammed for comparing refugees to Skittles. He tweeted, "Even if just a few can hurt you, you shouldn't take a handful." Amidst this climate, the refugees who've just arrived in Michigan are focused on getting jobs, learning English, and rebuilding their lives. For some, that starts at an English/job training class in Sterling Heights. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
You have just arrived in Michigan. You barely speak any English. And you now find yourself in this windowless classroom with a lot of fluorescent lights and a chipper English teacher practicing an imaginary scenario where you meet a factory coworker named Tony Menendez.
Are you Tony Menendez?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you. I am Raf Sabson.
Good to meet you.
Sabson.
Rob.
Fantastic. Yeah. All of your reading is very good. You just need more confidence, okay? Tell yourself, I can do this, because you can.
There's at least one refugee in this class who has already got that kind of confidence. In fact, this whole beginner level thing is driving him a little bit nuts.
I want to use my brain.
This is Nemet Al-Shamyani. He is a civil engineer from Baghdad. He does not like talking about life before in Iraq.
Because it is in the past.
He and his three kids, he says, spent about 7 years slowly making their way through the refugee application process.
Yes, it took about 7 years to complete my documents and coming here.
And when he finally got here 4 months ago, he says everything was really confusing.
Because the people are very different. The streets, the buildings, and the procedures.
But if there's one thing about Al-Shamyani, it's that he is a fast learner, and he is clearly desperate to get back to some real work. Like at one point in this class, another refugee can't understand something the teacher is saying about machinists, so Al-Shamyani launches into this long, detailed explanation in Arabic, way more detailed than this student would ever need. He's even using props.
Like, I don't want to say he doesn't belong there, but he definitely knows much more than everyone else who never worked in the industry.
This is Vesna Sismic. She's with Samaritas, which is the refugee resettlement agency that's offering these classes.
You know, like, we can definitely try to find him a job.
But of course, it can be more complicated to find work for really highly qualified refugees like Al-Shamyani. Because right now, Sismic says there's plenty of jobs for refugees in entry-level stuff, like hotel housekeeping, McDonald's, working the 4 a.m. shift at a plant. For Al-Shamyani, he says, yeah, sometimes he gets anxious about getting a job in his field.
It may take time, but not more long time. It may take a few months to get this job. And at that time, I will be happy more than now. I'm happy now. But if I can find the job, because without a job, I cannot find myself.
His kids, meanwhile, they are doing really good, he says. All three of them are in school, and his youngest, Miriam, she wants to be a pharmacist. In fact, she's taking this class right next to him. And when he talks about Miriam, he smiles for the first time in this afternoon. How is Miriam adjusting to the U.S., I ask.
Yes, she looked like happy. Because she moved to another country, so different country. You mean that in Iraq, we cannot get our freedom, and yes,
yeah.
Something happened, something happy happened to her.
Getting here, getting to the U.S. after 7 years of trying, that is something happy. Al-Shamyani and his family, of course, have only been here for 4 months. They do not know what is going to come next, but they're here, they're learning, and at least for today, that is enough. For Stateside, I'm Kate Wells.